Chapter 3. Shall we ask, am I my brother's keeper? Or say in the language of a former cabinet officer, gentlemen, this is not my funeral. Profitable Farming in the Southern States, 1890. Dwight Bryant, Friday night, February 24th. Even before he turned onto Ward Dairy Road, Dwight could see flashing lights in the distance. When he got there, state troopers were directing homeward-bound commuter traffic through a single lane around the scene, so he turned on his own flashers behind the grill of his truck, slowed to a crawl as he approached, and flipped down the sun visor to show the card that identified him as an officer of the Colleton County Sheriff's Department. Activity seemed to be centered directly in front of Bethel Baptist, between the entrance and exit driveways that circled the churchyard. He started to power down his window, but the troopers recognized him and immediately shunted him into the first drive. He parked and pulled on the new wool gloves Deborah had given him for Christmas, grabbed his flashlight, and walked over toward the others. Most of the county roads had wide shoulders, and this one was no exception. Even with the yellow tape that delineated the crime scene, there would have been enough room for two cars to pass had there not been so many official vehicles gathered around like a flock of buzzards there for the kill, as his father-in-law would say. Trooper Ollie Harold gave him an informal two-finger salute. "Over here, Major Bryant," he said, illuminating a path for Dwight with his torch. Yellow tape had been looped across a shallow ditch and was secured to the low illuminated church sign a few feet away. Inside the tape's perimeter, the focus of all their attention, two brawny legs lay side by side, male to judge by their muscular hairiness. Even in the fitful play of flashlights, Dwight could see that they were a ghastly white, drained of all blood. He aimed his own flash at the upper thigh.